This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The fan cam is very important right here to see RJ's reaction. 1053thefan.com/fancam. Our Twitch stream with a chat room is also live and active, run by our boy Dalton Miller. So I wasn't expecting to talk about this because I never could have predicted that. I wasn't expecting to talk about it this much because no one ever could have predicted what happened yesterday with the NFL Top 100. Players 1 through 10 were voted on and released by the NFL Network. Are you ready? I asked you not to look. Don't peek in the commercial break.
Did not look.
Do you have any awareness? Do you have any idea what happened yesterday?
I have no idea.
Okay. Been debating in my mind whether to go 10-1 or 1-10, and I guess I'll just hit you with it, 1-10. The best player in the National Football League, as voted on by players, fellow peers.
But the fact that you're going 1-10 really troubles me already, because it should be a no-brainer.
Should be. Should you think?
Mm-hmm.
Lamar Jackson.
All right, look, no.
Yesterday, this shows you the difference in opinions. Yesterday, we went through the annual GM and coach survey from The Athletic. 50 coaches and executives voted on quarterbacks. They put Lamar tier 2. They put him as a tier 2 quarterback, not even a tier 1. And here are the players voting him as the best player in the NFL.
All right, look, I wholeheartedly disagree. I don't know how anyone can put anyone over Patrick Mahomes for the next decade, assuming health. I don't even know what you could be thinking. I mean, unless you're just looking solely at, I don't know, like just the fact that he was the MVP and during the regular season he was better.
Usually the counting numbers, the things that drive you crazy – kind of would fall in line here with, well, MVP and all the numbers and being, you know, a video game highlight. But no, who goes further, who has more playoff wins, who wins the championship? That's normally the way that people vote. And it worked against Pat Mahomes here. Not even the championship and more playoff wins and Lamar and the Ravens having the disappointing loss to Tennessee, that didn't ding Lamar Jackson here for some reason.
No.
That's usually what people vote on, is playoff wins and titles, as we found out with Dak Prescott yesterday. That's not just the craziest thing though.
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait.
There's more.
Okay.
At number 2, Russell Wilson.
Goodness. Jeez. Gracious.
Patrick Mahomes is not at number 3 either.
I don't.
Is it? Look, this is more stunning than Lamar number 1. This is more stunning than Lamar number 1. The overall jealousy that the players must have for Patrick Mahomes. That's what it is. Mm. It's jealousy. It's all it could be.
But this was voted on. Okay, this was voted on before the contract. Jealousy of what though? Like, Lamar is so likable. Mahomes is so likable.
He is, but I think the people think, he went to Andy Reid, it's his system. And I think there's
weapons.
And I think there's this with Lamar too. And I think it's fair. I think a lot of the players are sending a message, and they're kind of taking Lamar as like, under their wing and be like, dude, you guys tried to make this guy a wide receiver.
Yeah.
And we're going to put him, we're going to show you that we think that he's the best quarterback in the NFL.
Pat Mahomes was voted as the fourth best player in the NFL on the NFL Top 100. The fourth best player on the NFL Top 100 from the peers. I don't ever want to hear another player, ever.
No.
Talk about a media member. Talk about a GM decision. Talk about an executive decision. I don't want to hear it anymore.
Nope.
After they decided to do this. Lamar won. And we said this last year. When Kansas City was struggling a little bit, and I think Mahomes was hurt, we said, no, you still – in our power rankings – I kept putting Kansas City in there. I'm like, Kansas City is being forgotten about, and 10 times out of 10, you take Pat Mahomes over Lamar Jackson. You don't even think about it. And I'm not trying to dog Lamar Jackson here. It's just not a conversation. It's just not a conversation in terms of who you would rather have for the next year or 10 years. Lamar 1, Russell 2, Aaron Donald 3,
God.
Pat Mahomes 4, Michael Thomas 5, Christian McCaffrey 6, George Kittle, 7. DeAndre Hopkins, 8. Stephon Gilmore, 9. Derrick Henry, 10.
Oh, come on.
The NFL Top 100. Lamar won, and he's not, and Mahomes isn't even the second best quarterback in the league. Wow. I'm shocked.
That is shocking. That is a stunning, stunning development here. There's very little I can even say. I'm nonplussed. I think that's the right term.
Yeah, the fascinating thing here is to figure out why. And I think it's interesting to come up with theories. I think there's an Iverson type effect with Lamar as well. Like,
he's cool.
Lamar's highlights. I know this is gonna sound crazy because Mahomes can flick his wrist and throw it 80 yards, but like, Allen Iverson's highlights were just cooler than everyone else. You know? Like, he, you know, had the shoes, and he had the style, and he had the rebel. And Lamar Jackson isn't really any of that, but, like, his highlights are just so damn cool. He's basically crossing people up out there when he's running on the perimeter. And I don't know whether Mahomes throwing it isn't as sexy, isn't as flashy, but maybe that plays into it as well. I don't know. We may have to play Lamar Jackson's profile to hear some of the players in it, Troy, explain why he's the best player and the best quarterback in the NFL. If anything, Lamar has to be behind Mahomes, and he has to be behind Russell. You want to put Russell at 2? I'm fine with that. Mahomes just has to be at 1, and Lamar can't be above either of them.
Look, I if you're just going on last year, right? Lamar did win the MVP. He was the best player in the league last year, at least from, you know, his you know what he did out of nowhere. We always say MVPs are a lot about surprise too, as they are about talent. Patrick Mahomes should be the MVP every single year, just like LeBron. That's to me the Russell Wilson at, you know, Pat Mahomes at number 4. Is more egregious to me than Pat Mahomes not being at number 1. He should be at number 1. There's no doubt about it. But in any given year, you know, like Tom Brady and Peyton Manning were never number 1 every single year of this. They weren't number 1 every year. So I get it, but I would have not done it. I would have voted Pat Mahomes number 1. But to have him at 4, to me, is lunacy. It's
Dalton tweeted us, think of it from the player's perspective, guys. Mahomes is the best player in the NFL, but no player has to be game planned against more than Lamar. And having to chase him around the field brings a stress level that's unparalleled for defenders. Interesting point. Well, then Taysom Hill needs to be on this list. If you want to go off game planning. There's no justification. There's no defense for it. I want to know all the players. It's kind of like the guys who didn't put – who were we looking for with the MLB Hall of Fame vote last time? Was it for Jeter or for Griffey? For Mo Rivera. Who were we looking for? The one person who didn't – there was one person
was
who
That one person didn't put Jeter on the ballot.
I want to see these names for the quarterbacks. I want to see who put Mahomes 4th, and I want to see who put Lamar 1.
And also,
I want the names.
And also, really quick, remember – what Lamar Jackson was last year on the NFL Top 100?
Not.
Yeah, he wasn't on there.
He wasn't on there.
He wasn't on there.
So just like Dak wasn't on there, and then he goes – it's just so wishy-washy. Like Tank Lawrence didn't make the NFL top 100. Why? Because the sack numbers weren't up there. And then Derrick Henry at 10. So there you go, man. NFL players, that's why you can't just make them – executives and general managers like everybody thinks. 877-881-1053. Let's get a few fan texts before we move on.
Here we go. From the 682, it's a popularity contest. That's it. Whoever voted was high-key faded. Not low-key faded. High-key faded. Lamar definitely had a better season than Pat. He has earned it. You can't coach speed. Lamar's speed is elite. Find a stat that has Mahomes as the better player in 2019. Okay, D-Y-A-R, he was better in yards above replacement.
But we always get it. That's an interesting text. We always get into the philosophical debate with the top 100.
Right, that's true.
Are they voting on who the better player was, who had the better season last year, or who the better player is? To me, it should be who's the best player in the league right now. Like,
it's Pat Mahomes.
Tomorrow. Yeah. Tomorrow, if there's a draft tomorrow, then who are you taking one? That's how I would look at it, and maybe guys are just voting on the years that people had. You know,
right.
We've never gotten an answer to that criteria.
Yeah, more people say it's the NFL's fault for letting them smoke pot. Lamar's not even a top five quarterback. Michael Thomas is the really hilarious one here. How can you be the sixth best player in the league when you're the fourth best receiver in your own division?
is that from Pat Doney?
No, it's not from Doney. No, it's from 337. Stop acting like Lamar is a charity case here. He had an 81 QBR last year. Did he have an 81? Oh, he had an 82. Oh, my God. That's absurd. Like, that is an 82 is almost like Hall of Fame level for a year. Like, to have that for an entire year is crazy.
And all of you texting, tell me tomorrow in an open league draft
right.
who you're taking one.
We all know.
So I love all the intelligence. I love the numbers. I love the perspective. Tell me tomorrow the quarterback you're taking at one.
Yes. And I'm with you.
No one will write Lamar one. No one. You can't.
No, they wouldn't. And I need to see the criteria. Like, you know, we always judge the criteria. Like, what are they judging it on? Best player, best year. If it's who had the best year, just solely based on 2019, you know, Lamar did have a great year. He had, you could say he had a better year than Mahomes. Now, the playoffs are not taken into account. We're just looking at regular season.
Now, the title of it is the top 100 players of 2020. So, you know, I don't know if that's leading into the year. Like, why didn't they say 2019? I don't know. But I think they're intentionally vague about it, too, because it creates these types of conversations.
For
every
sure.
single show today, every single radio, every single TV show – will be dedicated to this, that Pat Mahomes, and I love what Mahomes tweeted. He just tweeted out a pencil emoji, like taking notes. That's it. Just a pencil emoji. Love it. Fantastic.
Man, my emoji game is weak. It's weak.
Which is weird because you are a teeny bopper in every sense of the word. I still haven't heard you review Taylor Swift's album. You abbreviate all your words. And you don't get in on the emojis. Very unteeny bopper of you. I'm disappointed.
I know. I don't understand how to really. When people put emojis as a response, I'm like, what do they mean by that? I don't really know what all of them mean, right? Like, what's it mean?
That's weak. What? If I did an emoji quiz with you here on the fan cam, not good for radio. If I showed you 10 different emojis, you'd be able to pick it up.
Yeah,
it's not that hard. You dissect math equations to determine your sports opinions. I think you can figure out a frown yellow face.
Oh no! That's a lot. There's a lot of interpretation. I don't deal in interpretation.
Well, guess what? The middle finger emoji we text you during breaks.
Yeah,
you know what that means?
I get that one.
Okay, picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear.
We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.